Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business?
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey, Ken, did you know that gold is the only currency that's held its value since the dawn of money?
Well, I did. Thanks to our friends at Legacy Precious Metals, the most trusted name in gold investing.
Investing in gold protects you against inflation and gives you a hedge against stock market volatility.
Don't leave your retirement to chance. Call Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or download your free investor's guide now at buylegacygold.com. That's buylegacygold.com.
This week at Safeway, enjoy big savings with the BOGO sale, where select items throughout the store are buy one, get one free. With this week's BOGO sale, get select meats like Signature Farms 90% lean ground beef or boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free. Plus, select fresh produce items like 1 pound containers of sweet strawberries or containers of blueberries or buy one, get one free. Safeway, come in and explore and see what other deals you can find.
John and Ken Show, John Cobalt and Ken Champeau. It's KFI AM 640 live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
Yeah. Is it still hot?
That's 100. Oh. It was 99 on the west side when I left. The whole way here is either 99 or 100.
I remember I did this a couple of weeks ago. It just shoots from highs in the 60s and 70s up to 90 to 100 and then back down.
You know what I did today? I signed the George Gascon recall petition.
Oh, you finally did, yeah.
Well, they had
I just did that 2 weeks ago, I sent it.
They had a table set up in front of the grocery store.
Oh, you sure you passed it?
This was a strange experience, though. Yeah. I went up there, and I signed it, and the guy said, oh, we'll sign this page here, too, like the second page. And I start signing it. And I thought, wait a second. You only sign in one place. And he had other petitions underneath the Gascon one.
Yeah, that's what they do.
For other issues.
What was it? Did you see?
I started reading it, and I can't remember what it was. I thought, oh, okay, fine. But then he said, oh, wait, we have a third one. And then, wait a minute,
what if it's raising taxes? What are you doing?
Well, okay, one of them was raising taxes. And I stopped and I said, I don't
save
like
save our schools.
Well, here's what's odd. He goes, you're the first person all day to read them.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
This is why we're doomed.
And I go, well.
Because they don't care. As long as they get their money, you don't care what the petitions say ideologically.
No, no. Well, that's what's funny.
Yeah, really, John?
He kept saying, help us out on this one. Help us out on this one. And these were all unrelated organizations. And I'm thinking, what are you, a member of all these organizations? No, he's just a hired...
He's a paid signature gatherer. He's got no affiliations.
No. So I stopped...
Just a mercenary.
I stopped signing them. I signed maybe one more. And he says, you're the first one to read it. And I said, well, you know, I have a radio show, so I know about this stuff. He goes, well, what station? I listen to the radio all day. I go, KFI. Oh, you're John.
Oh, all right. Well, that's hopeful, I guess.
Oh, he was very excited.
Oh, okay.
And he listens all the time. And then he goes, you know, I was your Uber driver once. I go, what?
Wow.
He goes, yeah.
You guys got good careers going. But there's a lot of Southern California people like this. They do these five jobs. Yeah.
Yo, and he goes,
I delivered your food once, and I...
And he said, I think you had some liquor, so you were taking an Uber home. He goes, you had just moved into the area, meaning, you know, on the west side.
Oh, yeah.
I go, I probably went out drinking for dinner or something, and glad you remembered it.
It's a reunion of sorts.
Yeah, right. I had no memory of the guy.
But, I want to know what you signed. You said you signed one other. Come on. Now you're being irresponsible as a talk show host.
There was something for kidney dialysis. There seems to be.
Oh, is that back again? Remember that fight over dialysis with the union?
Every year there's a petition for kidney dialysis.
I heard that they're never going to give up. They want to unionize, I guess, the workers or something. Remember that?
It was something about
like three straight times.
Requiring a doctor to be present for a kidney dialysis.
Oh.
I don't think I signed that. And then, one was a tax increase. They wanted to raise taxes by 2%.
Well, what do you know? What a shock.
Yeah, they were like 1.75% tax increase on anyone making $2 million or more. And he goes, help us out with that one. I go, no, I'm not raising taxes on anybody. I'm not doing that. And he made a pitch for each one of these things. And then there was one about requiring 1% of the budget to go towards
schools?
Yes.
Yeah, get out of here. No, they already got half the budget.
Art and music classes.
Oh, in school. Oh,
right.
Wow.
Which some of them were confusing.
Then there's a question of whether or not they're constitutional amendments, which means we're never going to get rid of them.
I said, I don't even understand this one. I was like really impatient, but I was trying to be nice to him. It's like, I just wanted one signature for Gascon. But I was also curious how this whole system works.
Right.
And because everybody had signed the Gascon, right? That page was completely full. The others, there were only one or two signatures. Most people after Gascon weren't interested.
Right.
He gets money for every, if I'd given him seven signatures, he would have gotten seven times whatever the fee is.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so but I like the way he pretended he was part of all these organizations.
It's $3 a signature now. It might even be more than that.
Yeah, right. No, so it's 20 bucks a person.
Wow.
But the Gascon petition was very popular, even on the west side there.
Oh, yeah. I saw them outside of Walmart near me about a week ago. There was nobody at the table. But maybe they've already gotten there.
They have
till July. But, yeah, we have to keep remembering that. RecallDAGeorgeGascon.com. I actually downloaded it and mailed it in. I hope that works.
Yeah, that works.
I hope it works. I get it, and it's fine. Yeah, I didn't collect any. I could have collected another signature, but I was too lazy.
Well, you don't know anyone anyway.
I don't know anyone anyway, and I'd hate to go to my neighbors and try to discuss this, so I have no idea how they feel.
Like, whose signature
no
would you get?
No politics with my neighbors, right. No, it's just, that's a cute dog. How are you today? That's the extent of my conversation with my neighbors, who, by the way, are all, like, really aging. My whole neighborhood is just, they're all older than me, if you can imagine that. And everybody here wants to age in place. So I'm watching a lot of my neighbors hobble around with canes and walkers. And it's just, they want to stay here. And they want to live in their homes. And
I remember watching my parents' neighborhood go through that. All the people that I knew growing up, all the other kids' parents that I remember. And then, after I had kids and we'd go back to visit and I'd see the same people and they all looked haunted.
Yeah.
Still standing on the porch, except they were hunched over.
I had one neighbor, and I realized I had not seen him for months, so I asked another neighbor who knows him better. What happened? Oh, yeah, the daughter took him away. She put him in a rehab facility in the valley. And I'm like, and he doesn't know this, but he's not coming back.
Oh.
So she was right. About a month later, they started moving everything out of the house, and the alleyway was full of stuff to give away, and that's the end of that. So,
yeah, well,
he couldn't walk.
Yeah, there comes a day where that's what happens. You, hey, we're going for a ride. Oh, where are we going? Your final home.
I think the trick is we're just going to get you some rehab. Just going to take a couple of weeks.
That's right.
You know, we'll have a couple of therapists work with you, and you'll be fine and fit and good goes, as new, and we'll get you back into your home.
And when am I going
back
home?
On the couch.
Well, we sold your home.
That's what happened.
We liquidated
the
everything.
Rug out from under.
There is no home, Dad.
He's sitting there online looking at houses for sale. Wait, that looks familiar.
Just you enjoy that card game.
All right. Well, the crazy big story this afternoon for those who shrug care is that Will Smith cannot attend the Oscars for 10 years.
Oh, no.
I know.
Oh, that's devastating.
That's right. There was reportedly a contentious Zoom meeting to discuss possible sanctions against him, but he's allowed to keep the Academy Award he got.
A contentious Zoom meeting
for playing Richard Williams. What's that? But contentious. Just some disagreement. Right?
All these Academy weasels yelling at each other.
He cannot attend any Academy events or programs in person or even virtually.
All right. Well, people are safe now.
Including but not limited to the Academy Awards, because you cannot slap anybody if you're not there.
Right.
You can't even slap them virtually.
You can. Were they afraid
of
that?
I got a little icon on my phone. It's a slap icon, and I use it on people.
That he was going to smack somebody on Zoom?
I don't know I don't even understand that. But that's it. That appears to be all they did.
Well, I mean, they can't.
I mean, he already quit the Academy.
Right.
So.
Well, they can't waterboard him or anything. I mean, what else?
Of course, what does this mean for those who are astute? And John Cobalt is not astute.
No.
No. Who hands out next year's Best Actor Award? Because that is the role of the previous year's winner.
Chris Rock should.
Oh, that is a great idea. Look at that. They should put you in charge. Chris Rock should come out and hand out next year's Best Actor Award.
Actually,
on behalf of Will Smith.
They should have Chris Rock host. That'll get him a rating for at least the first 10 minutes.
Oh, and that'll drive Will Smith crazy. Yeah, they should have Chris Rock host.
Yeah.
How long will he spend? Apparently, I've heard he just doesn't want to talk about it.
No.
He did that comedy show where he mentioned it for 10 seconds and said, I'm moving on, and he does not want to talk about it. So, I mean, you haven't seen him on any of the dopey late-night talk shows,
no,
have you?
No. The Academy, though, today singled him out, thanking him for his composure.
Yeah, I would say he was composed. He made nothing of it. He kept going on with the show.
Because I kind of wished he had slugged Will Smith back. And then they would just tumble stage
ground,
together, grappling,
match.
And then everybody else would have dove in, and they'd be slamming chairs on their heads. I go, that would have been cool.
That would have been an all-time melee.
And like a riot at a bar.
See the actors in their beautiful gowns get all messed up, and there's pies thrown. Spaghetti sauce. Whatever they have handy from the buffet. All right, we got more coming up. The El Segundo Times, let's see, how many reporters on this story? 1, 2, 3, 4. For a story to tell us that there's a Sacramento shootout from last Sunday morning, which apparently did involve gang members, came out of the blue. They're shocked up there. They can't believe it. The gang intervention people.
The gang intervention people
That's
are
right.
shocked.
They thought they were making great progress, and there's something else they want you to know, too, about this particular incident. It involved old gang members. So, you shouldn't really call it a gang shootout. We'll get into it when we come back.
John and Ken Show, KFI. John and Ken Show, John Cobalt and Ken Champeau, KFI, AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
These cards, where are they?
What?
He just said KFI is giving away gas cards, free gas.
We are?
Am I in the room? Where's Joe Biden when you need him?
I wasn't listening.
I know. You're staring at something, right?
Well, there's two baseball games on.
Oh, it is opening day for a lot more teams, including the Dodgers, Dodgers.
Right?
Yeah. How are they doing?
It's 2-2 in the fourth.
Just tied the game with a single up the middle from Gavin Lux.
The Duke of Sports.
There you go. And then I got...
Hey, Duke, what's the Tiger update?
I haven't checked the leaderboard in a minute.
I thought he's on top of every sports story.
He's close to getting cut, I heard.
No, I heard that was impossible because he was only 5 off the lead.
No. I heard he was a couple of shots away of missing the cut.
He is currently tied for 36th.
A bad day.
Then he's had a bad round, hasn't he?
Yeah. I guess.
Yeah, because he was 1 under par yesterday, which was pretty good.
He's at +3 for the tournament, and the projected cut is +4.
Oh, I see. That's a tough cut. Sorry, Tiger.
So he's got to do plus four at this moment?
Oh, well, then the rigging is going to happen because who's carrying this? CBS or USA? Or they're going to make sure he's there for the weekend ratings. Come on. They got to make sure he makes the cut.
I know, because it's
the
such,
numbers will be tremendous tomorrow and Sunday if he's still playing.
It's such an inspirational story.
I'm talking probably 10 times the number of viewers. I'm not kidding you.
Every few years.
I mean, they said 30,000 people showed up to watch him practice the other day. Can you imagine that? 30,000 people just to watch him hit golf balls?
It's another one of those things about human nature that's puzzling.
Especially sports celebrities. It's incredibly
especially at this point. I mean, he's just got all these busted up body parts.
Yeah, I know. He barely has a leg, right? And he almost lost his leg.
Yeah.
Yeah. I already said his issue was going to be if he could walk around all the holes.
That probably hurts a lot.
Maybe that affected him today, but three over isn't that bad. But the shootout in Sacramento. I do remember when we talked about this Monday, the first reports. Remember this, John, that they thought it was a drive-by of some nature, that somebody in a car was shooting at people? But they've pulled back from that story, and they do believe that at least five people just took out guns and began firing into the crowd. Six died, 12 were wounded. It looks like one of the guys involved in the shootout died. Then we have the two brothers that have been arrested, Smiley and Dandre Martin. And so far, we do not have, at least the last update I checked, murder charges yet. They've been arrested on gun violations, and they have criminal records and all that stuff. And that's what they're being held on. And there's a third guy who was arrested, but he's already been out on bail. But the El Segundo Times assigned a bunch of reporters to do a story about the gang intervention people in Sacramento, who said this just happened out of the blue. They're shocked. They're stunned by the incident.
Well, why do they think they have their jobs? They have their jobs because gang members are violent psychopaths. And so you're working all the time trying to, have some moderating effect on their violent psychopathic tendencies.
They're even questioning whether or not this really was gang-related. You want to hear the explanation?
Yeah.
Mervin Brookins, who co-founded Brother to Brother, a violence intervention program in Sacramento, where one of the victims actually came from, said, you had one active gang group, the Crips, and you had some older guys that used to be Bloods. It wasn't motivated by one gang having beef with the other gang. So I'm not really sure
I don't follow that. No, I don't. If it's
well, used to be Bloods, he's trying to say, well, it wasn't active gang members firing at.
They're always gang members.
He thinks it was just two groups of men that just had a conflict and it escalated. The gang affiliations may have been incidental.
No.
So maybe they didn't know that
you join a gang because you're a violent psychopath and you want to shoot people. That's why you join the gang. You know, people who are peaceful join Buddhist monasteries. They want to go out in the garden and chant all day, right?
Yeah.
If you want to meditate and do yoga. When you're a violent psychopath and you think it's really cool to shoot people, you go one of two ways. You either join gangs or some criminal organization. And the other path is you get into go to the military or get into police work, and you can legally shoot people. We have a few of those guys who go overboard.
The rest of the story trots out so many of the old excuses we heard really back during the ugly days in the 1990s when gang violence had really escalated. And thank God we got smart and passed laws like three strikes and other tougher sentencing laws. But another intervention worker said, well, you know, it's the time of the year where gun violence flares up because the kids are out of school, I guess spring break. It's getting warmer. There are people more in gathering spots.
Stop. It has nothing to do with the weather getting warm. The weather gets warm every year in my neighborhood, and we don't have any of the kids in the neighborhood who start gunfights. The weather is getting warm.
And then he brought up the pandemic. Closed schools left kids with more time on their hands. Mentors couldn't meet with them. People close together have short tempers. What the hell?
What's that got to do with anything?
Remember, we did have a lot of shootings back in 2020, and those were kind of the excuses we heard.
Again, everybody had the same situation, and you didn't have gunfights breaking out in other parts of town.
I know.
I mean, 99.99% of people live life peacefully. And then the 0.1% who are psychotically violent, we get all this, all these horse crap, nonsense excuses. No, you have evil. You have violence and evil, period. They're bad people. You can't redeem them. You can't intervene. They've got something wrong with them. It makes them crazy violent, and they enjoy it. And it gives them meaning in life to get involved in these violent gunfire, shooting exchanges.
So now with the mayor of Sacramento, and that city has become, wow, between the homeless and some shootings.
It's got a left-wing progressive mayor. Daryl Steinberg was one of the worst.
He was out there yesterday asking for $3 billion for crime prevention from Newsom and the state. And I'm thinking, I don't care what you do if you get money for that. I have no problem with gang intervention, prevention programs, but I want to continue keeping people in prison. Stop with the prisoner releases.
We
found out that Smiley should have been held on to for probably 5 more years, one of the brothers arrested in the shootings. And AP did a story on this, and they confirmed what Anne-Marie Schubert, the Sacramento DA, told us the other day. He got a long sentence for punching his girlfriend, dragging her from the home by the hair, whipping her with a belt. But under California law, that's non-serious, non-violent. The only things that are serious violent felonies are murder, rape, arson, and kidnapping. Sorry, it didn't fall under that category. He qualified for a bunch of good time credits and early release.
They're bogus categories. Most people don't know that there's a whole slew of violent crimes that are considered nonviolent. They don't know that. So they end up voting for Prop 57 because the headline on Prop 57 was early release for nonviolent felons. And everybody goes, that's just wonderful. It's probably drug crimes.
And
no, it's violent crimes that for some stupid reason the legislature will not recognize as violent.
And they took a look at the people that were in prison back when they were coming up with Prop 57, and they said, if we seriously limit this to nonviolent, non-serious offenders, nobody's going to get out early. So we have to narrow this down to just murder. And by the way, rape, but not rape of an unconscious person. That's considered non-serious, non-violent.
Rape of a conscious person is violent. Right. But if you're unconscious, it's not violent.
Right.
Why? Because there's no resistance?
So they shifted it and they came up with their very narrow list of people that didn't qualify for early release. And that led to where we are today. Mm-hmm. And by the way, we still have tens of thousands of people who could be released early under this Prop 57 horror.
Well, it's a cult. And the obsession of the cult is race. The whole driver of this is they don't want minorities jailed. And so they have come up with an elaborate set of rules and guidelines and formulas to release almost everybody out of prison. And I really mean almost everybody, because they released about 60,000 people already from the state prisons. And there's only 95,000 left. And under these new laws, 76,000 out of the 95,000 could be let go over the course of the next few years.
That's hard to fathom.
Right. So at the end of it, they will have released about 140,000 out of the original 160,000. And it's all got to do with the obsession of skin color and ethnic background. It's got nothing to do, because how could you declare violent crimes nonviolent? How do you give I read today they've got a new formula. They're pushing to give 2/3 off for good time credits. 2/3 off.
That's what Anne-Marie Schubert said the other day. They're turbocharging the credits.
Yeah.
Because they want to meet those numbers of released inmates.
And people voted for Prop 57, but they thought they were just letting out some nonviolent felons. The law was worded vaguely, and it gave the Department of Corrections carte blanche to come up with any whack job formula they wanted. They didn't advertise that Prop 57 was going to reduce sentences by 2/3 of its original time. They didn't say that. They made those formulas after it passed, because the law said the California Corrections Department, has discretion basically to take off as much time out of anybody's sentence outside of those four categories you mentioned, the rape and murder and all that.
All right.
So
we got more.
This is a total scam. More coming up. John and Ken Show. John Cobell and Ken Champeau. KFI AM 640 live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
All right, a lot to come on the show today. Of course, we'll bring back the Moistline people in the 5 o'clock hour. And we do have hacks for the dumpster. How about that? We have selected a couple of politicians to throw in there in about 3 hours from now. After 3 o'clock, we'll get an update on food inflation. Another ugly report has come out, and the whole thing between Ukraine and Russia is not helping when it comes to the world food supply. So we'll check in with ABC News about that. We had talked about, at this time yesterday, the strange story out of Washington, D.C., of these two men who were impersonating federal agents, Haider Shir Ali, 35 years old, and Arian Tehezardeh, 40 years old. And what they were doing, they were telling people that they were employed by the United States government as Homeland Security officers. They ingratiated themselves to some Secret Service agents and started gifting the Secret Service agents, including free apartments and cell phones and other gifts. And it was really an accident that they caught these two guys, because they were investigating an assault on a postal worker in this apartment complex where these free apartments were giving out. And I guess when they interviewed these two, their stories didn't add up, and then they identified themselves as federal agents, and a quick check was like, well, no, they're not. So then they got a warrant to raid the apartment. And wow, the stuff they found, in addition to weapons, all sorts of visas and IDs. And we haven't learned a lot more, although one of the two guys has been speaking. And what we found out is that one of them has connections to Pakistani intelligence. And it looks like his travel included a few visits into and out of Iran, which is a bit troubling because that's a pretty hostile country.
Oh, yeah, these guys are spies. These guys were working for Iran or Pakistan or one of those other questionable countries. And they're not, these are countries that are not our friends.
And it looks like they were getting close to people with White House access, including Secret Service agents assigned to both Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, and Jill Biden.
Right. And I wonder if they were compromising these Secret Service agents in order one day to say, hey, can we get a tour of the White House? Hey, can we get access to maybe some kind of a reception, some kind of an
VIP
event?
Right.
And so the Secret Service would say, hey, these are our friends from the Department of Homeland Security. They're agents, and they wanted to watch how we secure an area. They wanted to see what our procedures are, you see?
And would they get in with guns because they're claiming that they're Homeland Security officers and they carry their guns everywhere? And then what? And then what?
And then take out the Bidens.
Could that really be where this goes?
I think it goes in that direction. They're spies. They're not just two goofballs.
And they did this for 18 months.
Yeah.
This was a long-term plan that they had. And I guess they realized, to really get the full confidence, maybe, of these Secret Service agents, we got to carry this on for a while.
That's why
before we carry out whatever the plan is.
Secret Service agents are banned from accepting any kind of gifts from anybody. Because you do not want Secret Service agents compromised in any way. You don't want them blackmailed in any way. You don't want them giving access to undesirables because, hey, if you don't let me in that building, then everybody's going to know about your prostitute issue or your drug issue or the presents that I gave you, the money that I gave you.
Right.
You got to be completely squeaky clean. And these guys, these Secret Service agents, are bad news.
Well, at least one of the Secret Service agents getting the free rent was assigned to the detail protecting Kamala Harris's residence at Number 1 Observatory Circle and the Naval Observatory. And another was on the Joe Biden presidential protective detail and regularly traveled with Biden on Air Force One. So they went right to the top. I mean, Secret Service agents do a lot of duties, but they were going after one agent that was with the Kamala Harris detail and one on the Biden detail. And the one that I said is talking is claiming that the other one came up with all the money and made all the gifts. Teheserdar stated that the other guy, Ali, had obtained the electronic access codes. This is to the apartment. And he got a list of all the tenants in the apartment complex. And he's the person that funded most of our day-to-day operations. And he claims, I don't know the source of the funds.
And in this memo, Teheserdar admitted that he offered to provide a Secret Service agent with an assault rifle, free apartments to two agents for a year. He provided a doomsday bag, a generator, flat-screen television, two iPhones, a drone, a gun locker, a Pelican case, and a mattress to agents and officers of the Secret Service. And it said that I can't say the name,
Yeah, it's like Teheserdar.
Teheserdar was charged in July 2013 with strangulation, resulting in a wounding, and one count of assault and battery on a family member. And it was his wife.
Oh.
And it seems like they were connected to some kind of foreign spy agency.
Yeah.
Is the way I'm looking at this.
One of them traveled through Qatar a few years back, and then he returned from Istanbul, Turkey. So they've been to parts of the world where things are a little dicey.
Yeah, and they could have been the advanced scouts for a bigger mission, too. Remember how many of the 9/11 hijackers were here for years in advance, and they were taking flight lessons, and they were rehearsing simulations.
And also, they were trying to convince Washington, D.C. Metro Police Department that they were working for the government. Everybody they ran into that looked official, they just kept trying to convince them.
And they pulled this off for 2 years, which is
another
really...
Another guy said he was a former U.S. Army Ranger.
I mean, how did they know that the Secret Service agents would take all their gifts and not report them? How are they confident that, these guys are not going to rat us out?
Because that way you get more gifts? I don't know.
You can't just randomly pick Secret Service agents. You have to know which ones are going to play along.
And they also found among their items a binder with information on residents in this apartment complex called Crossing DC, which includes many real federal agents. So they really, it just says some high-end real estate company owns this, but they really tapped into the records there. Mm-hmm. And this whole idea of the free rent is still kind of a mystery because the only response we heard the other day is that, because they work for the government, they got to stay there for free, and that would include the Secret Service agents. But yeah. I don't really,
maybe somebody with the company is in on this.
That's what I think they need to, probably they are taking a closer look at.
Yeah, I know. There's some big story lurking. They figured out the what they did, but the why is still a public mystery. There's got to be a strong reason, because to keep these two going, there has to be a lot of money behind them. And there has to be a lot of rehearsal. There has to be a lot of training. Because they're very good at fooling everyone they came into contact with, including people who should be trained to be on the alert for this sort of thing.
Because the only alternatives are that these are two guys that just enjoyed playing dress up and looking official. But then where'd they get all this money and gifts that they gave out?
There's always a payoff. There's always some reason that guys like this are doing it.
All right, we got more coming up.
John and Ken, KFI. John and Ken Show, John Cobell and Ken Shampoo. It's KFI AM 640 live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
All right, coming up after 3:00, we'll get the latest grim news on food inflation. It is really, really affecting consumers around the world, and the fighting between Ukraine and Russia is not helping. We'll give you the updates with ABC News right after the top of the hour news here on the John and Ken Show. Yesterday at this time, we talked about the Fox attacks in Washington, D.C. Remember that story where a congressman actually was bitten by a fox who turned out to have rabies. Mm. And they only determined that by killing the female. It was rabid, yes, but protecting her kits, her little fox babies. And now that doctor and several other people that were bitten have to have rabies shots, a series of rabies shots. And John Cobalt made a statement on the John and Ken Show, which is wrong.
What's that?
What's the statement you made? Do you remember?
that there's nobody survives the rabies?
Correct. We had a survivor. A listener sent the story. It was from 2008, so I looked her up. And there's a, hold on. I looked her up.
Yeah.
There was an updated story last year. She is alive and well. Her name is Gianna Geese. She was 8 years old when she was bitten by a bat. And she survived, becoming the first person ever known to have survived the virus without receiving a preventative vaccine. Her name is pronounced Geese. Gianna Geese.
She's the only one.
She is, but you were wrong. There is one.
There is one. Right. Okay.
Right.
I'd never heard of her.
I know. This is Scientific American, but it was backed up by a local TV station.
I believe it.
With her last year.
I believe
year,
it. Most sources.
She's now like in her 30s, because this happened in 2000 and the year 2000.
Well, does it say how this could have happened?
How what could have happened?
How she could have gotten rabies and not died?
It does. It does. But it took what at the time and maybe still today is not necessarily a proven thing. They put her in an induced coma, and apparently her body fought off the infection. It may have been helped because she was young and maybe strong. I don't know. It says in this story is really old. I didn't look up this woman's name, that there is a child who was put into a coma and her symptoms appear to be on hold. This actually happened in California, but we'll concentrate on this young girl and what happened to her. Apparently, it looks like it was in the year 2000. Anyway, it says here that Geese, and she was actually a keynote speaker at a conference to tell people about the miracle. She was 15 when she was infected. I thought she was 8, but she was 15. She was bitten by a rabid bat she had picked up outside her church in her hometown in Wisconsin. Her parents cleaned the wound, says they did not believe it was necessary to seek further medical treatment. We never thought of rabies, they said. By the time she began displaying signs of rabies 3 weeks later, fatigue, double vision, vomiting, tingling in her left arm, it was too late for the anti-rabies vaccine cocktail. So instead of giving her up for dead, the doctors shut the brain down. And the quote here is, they waited for the cavalry to come by inducing a coma to give her own immune system time to build up antibodies against the virus. A doctor and an infectious disease specialist, they treated her at Children's Hospital of Wisconsin in Milwaukee. This doctor named Rodney Willoughby devised the treatment credited with saving her, which has become known as the Milwaukee Protocol. Rabies kills by compromising the brain's ability to regulate breathing, salivation, and heartbeat. Ultimately, victims drown in their own spit or blood.
Oh
no. Or cannot breathe because of muscle spasms in their diaphragms. 1/5 actually die from fatal heart arrhythmia. Doctors believe that this young girl would survive if they suppressed her brain function by sedating her while her immune system attacked the rabies virus. This was the first time the therapy was attempted, and doctors had no clue if it would work, but it did. However, I will say this from the updated story. After she woke from the coma, she couldn't do anything. She couldn't talk. She couldn't sit. She couldn't stand. She said that she had to start completely over again. They also did give her antivirals and some other medications. And after a week, tests showed that her immune system was beginning to battle the virus. For about 6 months after awakening from the coma, doctors also gave her a compound of other drugs that seemed to improve her speech and her ability to eat. And they gave her a supplement after tests showed that she had a deficiency of one of the compounds to boost parts of her system and her neurotransmitters. So they were necessary to help her perform motor, speech, and other routine bodily functions. But she did survive and recovered most of her cognitive functions within a few months and the rest of her skills within a year. And she is alive today, because I told you I just looked at a story from last year where the interviewer, where she still speaks about this. There were some lingering signs that she lists to one side. She used to be a big athlete. When she runs or walks, she no longer plays some of the sports. She does speak a little more slowly and maybe not quite as clearly. But they think that even that will fade over time. And I think on the updated story, that is what happened. Now, rabies has an incubation period of 2 weeks to 3 months and kills within a week after the symptoms show up. The vaccine series and other immune therapies are useless at this point, and they could even speed up and increase the severity of the symptoms.
You have to get the first shot within, I think, within 24 hours.
Yeah. So, again,
you got to go to the hospital, emergency.
You get bit by any weird thing, don't fool around. Usually patients are just made as comfortable as possible, but you're right, John. It's an agonizing death.
Oh, it's one of the most horrific deaths. Because, right. You know, outside of this one induced coma situation, everybody else that never got treatment.
Yeah, in fact, it says here, this story I'm reading from is from 2008. But they did try the Milwaukee protocol in a number of other cases, but she still was the only survivor. So it's not a surefire way to bring somebody back from rabies if they were too late for the shots.
She had a very strong immune system.
Yeah, the doctor who did this said it was an aggressive intensive care we did. Of course, the decision to sedate her and just 10% sheer luck. Can't really explain completely how this worked, but it worked.
There you go. So there's one person on the planet that survived rabies.
Yeah, well, now I should look up the other girl, but I...
Maybe there's two.
I told you at the beginning of the... Well, the story's from 2008, but there was a California girl that they were trying this on, but I'd have to do some more research to see what happened to her. Now I'm looking at the story from last year. This is a Wisconsin TV station who interviewed her in 2021.
Does she get a visit every 5 years from the media to see if she's still alive?
Well, you know, you made the big statement yesterday. No one survived, and I guess because you are the only survivor.
Right.
I'm just trying to see in the story if they mention that this has worked for anybody else besides her. But it's a lot about her recovery and her life now. And she's actually got a husband and 3 kids now.
Hmm.
Yeah. She survived all this.
Boy, she's like one of the luckiest people in the world.
Yes.
Isn't it weird to be maybe the only survivor ever of a disease? Because she happened to be, she had doctors who were willing to try this this experiment.
Right.
And they actually pulled it off. Wow.
Yeah, she was 15. And like I said, when she said she came out of the coma, I felt like a newborn. I couldn't do anything. It was a real learning process to come back. All right, when we return, we'll get the grim news on inflation involving the food you eat next.
John and Ken Show, Deborah Mark has news, KFI AM 640. It's never been more important to diversify your financial portfolio.
Well, that's right. The S&P is down 20% from the last year, and this year looks even worse.
Gold and precious metals offer a hedge against inflation and stock market volatility. And Legacy Precious Metals is the company Ken and I trust.
Protect your retirement account by rolling it into a gold-backed IRA or have metals shipped directly to your door.
Call our friends at Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or visit buylegacygold.com.
This week at Safeway, enjoy big savings with the BOGO sale, where select items throughout the store are buy one, get one free. With this week's BOGO sale, get select meats like Signature Farms 90% lean ground beef or boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free. Plus, select fresh produce items like 1 pound containers of sweet strawberries or containers of blueberries or buy one, get one free. Safeway, come in and explore and see what other deals you can find.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.